Joining us from the New Zealand Initiative is Dr. Eric Crampton. G'day, Eric.
G'day.
The key in terms of the question being asked the New Zealand voter, what do you see it as being, you know, the central issue?
Well, I think that we're going to find in the coming announcement how Parliament wishes to address this. They have a few options. Some of these came out through what was called a leak earlier this week that was apparently for the Cabinet papers. It looked more like just a standard listing of the kinds of things that Parliament may come up with than any particular kind of leak. But they outlined the four basic approaches that Parliament might wish to take. The best one, if they had time, would be to enact legislation laying out exactly how legalization would work and then put a little caveat at the end of it saying this legislation will not come into effect unless it is passed by referendum. That's what they call a self-enforcing piece of legislation. It's not quite... It's like a binding referendum, but gets around the trickeries of how a parliament might bind a future parliament. It's just a self-triggering piece of legislation. The next option back, which seems the more likely one currently, given the time that they've got, is that they would ask people, do you support legalizing the personal use of recreational cannabis in accordance with some published draft legislation that they haven't yet had time to actually enact? That's not quite as good as the last option because there's still always the option for a future government to tweak that in ways that people might not have wanted, or they find information that comes through the select committee process saying, well, darn, we got this part wrong and we really would have liked to have done it differently, but now we're a bit stuck because people authorized this version of it at referendum and we want to make sure that what we're doing is consistent with that. And there were two prior approaches that had a little bit less detail to them. We're hoping that it's something at least as strong as option three.
Gotcha. In terms of the age debate, there's obviously been some coverage just in the last 24 hours about, you know, whether that minimum legal age should be set at 20 or 18 or even 25. What do you think?
I think there are trade-offs in all of these. The public health people worry about some of the harms that can obtain if somebody starts using marijuana too early. When I've looked through that literature, I've worried about selection effects, that people who start using marijuana early are just different from other kids for other reasons, and it's hard to disentangle those effects if folks have even tried. But if you set too late of a legal age, so if you put it to say age 25, you risk forcing the most vulnerable people into the black market where they're going to incur the most harms through adulterated product or like marijuana that'd be laced with pee or other substances, rather than going to the more legal market where they're better protected, subject to the Consumer Guarantees Act and whatever other additional regulatory requirements might be in place to protect consumers. So I would tend to argue for a legal age of 18 there, on par with how we deal with alcohol. And in general, I really wish that we'd be looking more to the framework that we already have around spirits and taking that as a baseline for any potential legalization for alcohol, or for marijuana. That we have processes for dealing with youth access to alcohol. We can use those kinds of processes for cannabis as well.
Mm-hmm. The Canadian government study, I know this is a rolling federal study, the latest update came over the weekend, and I think what will concern a lot of people who may be swinging on this issue, Eric, is the usage issue. Cannabis use by under 24-year-olds has jumped by 27% year on year since Canada legalized. Should that be triggering alarm bells?
I haven't seen that study, and I'd look forward to looking at it. When I had looked at the American experience with legalization about a year ago, there'd been no increase in youth uptake, but they would have been defining youths a little bit more narrowly, looking at the under 18 cohort. If the use in Canada was mostly among 22-year-olds and 23-year-olds in that under 24 set, that might not be quite as much to be concerned about. But again, use will depend a lot on the excise regime in place. So excise in Canada is relatively low. I had understood that here we'd be more likely to be seeing excise that would be aimed at trying to keep selling prices to consumers about where they are now. If the selling price through a legal market is a lot lower than it currently is, then you might expect there to be more use than there currently is.
Okay. Eric, thank you very much for your time. Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative, Eric Crampton. It's 5:24.
News Talk ZB Auckland. Time saver traffic.
Hair loss can beat you or you can beat it on the Northern Motorway, slow northbound between Fanshawe and Tristram. And it's way back onto the southern.